Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Whatever you want. This is hour number two of three. We've got plenty of time for you to call in, talk about whatever you want, and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, you've got Ian
Stone.
And nobody.
Also, you can call in on our Discord call-in lines on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those, and you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up, Ron Paul. And his opinion about this whole coronavirus thing, which I think is relevant because he's a great guy.
My Corona.
He's a hero. Libertarian hero. Great guy.
Great man.
We will talk about that here in just a moment. But let's go to the phones first. Your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, although a lot of people obviously want to talk about coronavirus and all the fallout, which is mostly not from the coronavirus itself. Because that barely exists, from what I can tell. Nobody, you asked a question on your social media profile the other night asking if anyone knows anyone personally who has not just some post on the internet, but somebody who has told you personally, I have coronavirus. And what was the response that you
got? Zero said, I have coronavirus. A couple claimed to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Who did?
But you didn't know those people.
They were not people that I knew directly, so I have no way of assessing their credibility.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Chris on the line in St. Louis. We're seeing a lot of life being disrupted here. A lot of people going to lose their jobs over this, what I would call a severe overreaction and a major move towards the police state. Chris, what do you think? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I have a really good question here. I was wondering if for anyone that was or is affected with the coronavirus, I was wondering to treat it, could heat be the factor? Because I heard that someone who puts heat up in their nose or steam, I heard that could weaken the virus. Is this true? Is it not true? I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
well,
I
don't give medical advice.
Yeah, you're not talking to any doctors.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard of, they covered on Fox News one drug which is supposed to help it, which is a long available, very cheap drug. And I can't remember the name of it, but I can't offer you medical advice. They'll come and kill me if I do.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's a lot of opinions online about this sort of thing, and I would say a whole lot of people that don't know anything about this. It's relatively new. It hasn't had, there are very few, you know, studies or anybody, no one's had a chance to look at this.
Another thing I've heard, too, is about a study where they had someone who had who was affected and then recovered. They took plasma blood from them to treat a person who was infected. So I'm wondering, could that be a possibility?
I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities out there.
It's a possibility.
What's true or not is a whole other question. Chris, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm more scared of the government than I am of the virus.
I would be
very hesitant to, especially being a dissident myself. You know, they might be just as anxious to kill me as they are to save me. So I don't know that I would take whatever they came up with.
Absolutely. Look, the odds are you're going to survive it if you believe the odds that they're talking about.
Yeah,
and really,
I would rather take
true.
A 2% chance of death against the virus than, you know, bet my life that the government loves me and wants me to be happy.
I feel the same way. And clearly, the governments are the real threat here. They're the ones who are cracking down. And arguably, people seem to want it. They seem to want to be told what to do. They seem to want to be ordered about, because we haven't seen any meaningful civil disobedience. We haven't seen any, at least that I've heard of. If you've heard of it, let us know. I want to know what's going on out there. Yeah, I did see a story that in Mexico, there was a massive concert that they held recently, sort of in defiance of this. Mm-hmm. So, viva Mexico, if that's true.
Viva Mexico.
Let's go to your calls. Thoughts here, because you can bring up what you want. Larry is on the line in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how are you doing, boys?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, listen. Now, this is so contradictory, the things that they're saying. And, you know, I haven't had TV for a long time, but I was over at my friend's house today, and I seen MSNBC. These people look like they're some kind of a monster or somebody with their head. With one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. I mean, they look horrible. They look like ghouls that are reporting.
Are you saying that
stuff.
The reporters are not going through makeup?
Are you wearing sunglasses when you watch this?
No, they're grade B actors. I don't watch it, but I've been hearing about it on the radio so much that I did go over to my friend's house and did watch MSNBC. And NPR, too. They are having everything about this virus lead to Trump being run out of office. So it's so stupid. And the thing about it is, when they finally get through with us, this is why they're talking about, I think all of them are in on it. They are going to have a situation where the testing is going on right now, right? I've seen the drive-through testing with the people out there with the gas masks on. And a mask over their mouth and nose and eyes wide open where it can, if somebody coughs, it'll get right in their eyes. So these tests are so arbitrary, and that could be the thing that causes you to get the disease. So like you guys were just talking, I wouldn't take nothing. I would just depend on getting out of it myself, because your body can take care of a lot of the things that are happening under this disease. And if you don't want to play the sick role, but I think what's going to happen is people are going to find out if they try to feign sickness, they can get more money. And you know what that means.
The gravy train.
They'll be going for that gravy train. Oh, I don't have to work. I'm getting all these benefits. I'm getting free rent. I'm getting my mortgage not being foreclosed on. And you know what that means. That's moral degradation. Mm-hmm. When you get into something like that, it degrades you morally. Just like the mortgage thing did, when people were getting all these loans they weren't supposed to have, there was all kind of stuff going on. If you was on dope and you got a mortgage, right? I had a couple friends that got mortgages on their property, wouldn't work a darn thing. But when they got the loan, on closing day, the dope man moved right in with them. So let me tell you. They did.
That's what a lot of people are going to spend the money on, you know, when that $1,000, if they come in with this $2,000 check or $1,000 or whatever it's going to be. Right now, the headline at Drudge Report was saying $2,000. They're still negotiating this. So whatever arbitrary amount they come up with, it's going to go right into people's nose. It's going to go right in their veins. It's going to go right in their bloodstream. And some people will buy some toilet paper with it.
Yeah. But they know that that's going to happen, so... That's why they're doing this. They want to get you idle, because you know the idle mind is the devil's workshop, right?
And get you hooked on the government dope.
Everybody and get you hooked on more dope. They seized about 3,200 pounds of meth from some drug cartel. You think they're going to burn that up? They're not going to do it. And the opioid crisis and all that stuff is going by the wayside. I mean... When you come in...
Going by the wayside. It's going to get worse. Because the reason why people use drugs, Larry, as you probably know, is because their lives, they don't feel like they have anything to live for. They're depressed. They're upset. Mm-hmm. Bad things have happened to them. They want to get away from that.
Lack of human connection, they say, is the biggest thing.
Well, now people aren't going to be connected even less than before. I mean, we already had a problem where people were disconnecting sort of voluntarily by getting on their phones and not going out anymore and things like that. And now it's even worse. Now you really are being discouraged from even leaving your home for a lot of cases. And certainly in places like San Francisco, there's actually a 24-hour curfew, from what I understand, going on in cities like that. So you actually can't leave your home. And you want to talk about, okay, now you don't have a job anymore, as we mentioned earlier. Now your business has gone under because you're bankrupt, because you have no customers walking through the door. You want to talk about a bunch of depressed, drug-addicted people who are just going to get worse, going to take on an addiction maybe for the first time, maybe go back to what it was that they were addicted before. I mean, this is bad.
It's success that keeps you clean. If you take away the ability to succeed,
it's bad. Thanks, Larry, for your call and sharing your thoughts tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. How's it affecting you?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number is 855-453, like freedom. Coming up, Ron Paul. He's got himself a weekly column over at the Ron Paul Institute. And this week, appropriately enough, he's decided to write about his opinions on this here coronavirus, as he calls it, the coronavirus hoax. We'll tell you more about that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
Stone.
And nobody.
Hey, I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. There's no better time than right now to start learning about cryptocurrency. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to do you any good if the power grid goes down, because, you know, you do need to have access to the internet to use it. But presuming that that still continues, it's a really useful technology. I'm a huge fan of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. More so, I think Bitcoin Cash is more useful as an actual currency these days. The Bitcoin prices, the BTC, the original Bitcoin, it's like over $1 per transaction now these days.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Recently.
It's insane. And the bottom line is until Bitcoin hits parity with Bitcoin Cash, I will continue to consider the market to be irrational.
Yeah.
People are banking on Bitcoin being some sort of digital gold, and it's not. Bitcoin can be consumed by one thing, which is sending Bitcoin transactions. And
that's
so
right.
the aggregate value of Bitcoin has to be related to the transactions that it can send, and it can't send enough transactions to justify its value.
Yeah, it's got a ceiling on its number of transactions that is very, very low. So it's already hitting that ceiling, basically.
So basically, until the more able coins exceed BTC in value, and the whales who have been propping BTC up get up off it and realize that they can't make digital gold happen, I will consider the market to be irrational.
So somebody in the chat room, Etar, says BTC hate live. This is not hate, at least in my case. I don't hate Bitcoin. I love the idea of Bitcoin. I am a longtime supporter of Bitcoin. I sell Bitcoin on the internet on localbitcoins.com on a regular basis. So I still support the idea of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. I'm just saddened to see what has happened to it because of this mismanagement on the part of its programmers.
Yeah, and my church definitely regards Bitcoin as a sacrament. As a matter of fact, if you donate to my church, one of the premiums you can elect to receive is Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. So you donate dollars.
Yes, you can donate dollars, and we'll give you back a premium in Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash. You know, because dollars are, from our point of view, haram. When you accept dollars, when you save dollars, you're accepting the system as it is. And by
This is a way out.
If we all shorted the dollar, if we stopped accepting the dollar, the government could not operate. They could not do the things that they do. It's the dollar hegemony that props them up.
Yeah, I think Bitcoin's a great investment compared to the dollar. I mean, as soon as the dollar gets inflated the way they want to, they're going to be sending money out to anyone who asks for it. So, I mean,
oh, yeah, they're cranking on that printing press, man.
It's going to be just as good as toilet paper the way they're cranking out toilet paper, too. So they're going to both have similar purposes, and then other more scarce resources that everyone agrees or a lot of people want to use and hold and trade, those are going to be what people are going to turn to for real value, something that you can appreciate that's not going to go bad over the months and years, gold, silver, Bitcoin.
Yeah, and that's exactly something I would also say is there are times, I mean, the government can't break into your house and jack your Bitcoin unless you give them the keys or you give them the password or whatever, or you're
right,
completely unsecure. But at the same time, they can take the power grid down. They can take the internet down for days at a time. There is an internet kill switch, and the president has access to it as far as we know.
Well,
so the thing that you're going to need if and when that happens is precious metal you can hold in your hand.
Yeah.
because nobody can take the value out of that. You feel the weight, you feel the value in your hand, and so please diversify.
I tipped a guy with a gold back today.
Goldbacks are great. They've got a high seniorage. I want to see people trading in full-bodied silver coins as well, mm-hmm. and full-bodied mm-hmm. gold coins, because
it's hard to do that with gold because it's so expensive, you know.
Well, it is, and that's the nice thing about gold-backed cryptocurrencies, stable coins.
Are there any good ones, though?
I don't know. My understanding is that the guys at AnyPay are doing a gold-backed stable coin.
They have AnyPay gold, but it's not something they're focusing on at all. It was more of like a... I don't know if they're going to put more focus on it into the future, but as of right now, it's just sort of like a test thing that they did, and maybe they'll do something with it, and maybe they won't. But I don't know if right now is there really like a good gold-backed crypto that people can rely on and is actually useful.
Well, anybody can create one. I mean, in the Stellar universe, basically all you have to do is list yourself as a... somebody who makes a market in something, and then say, if you bring me a gold back, I'll give you a token that represents a gold back. And if you bring me back that token, I'll give you your gold back.
Right. Well, one of the biggest problems with these gold-backed cryptos is they rely on centralized authorities to do all that stuff. Let's talk to Tim. He's in Springfield. By the way, you can go to Bitcoin.com. That's what I meant to tell you earlier. Bitcoin.com to learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. Now's a good time because all the prices on pretty much every crypto, it's all down. Tim, in Springfield, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a good point to make about the coronavirus. I saw that there was 111 deaths in the United States, and 54 of those came from Washington, with 23 of those being at the nursing home. Uh-huh. So I'm thinking maybe they can contain this a lot better than they think. What is your point?
Well, it would not surprise me, because if you look at how the Chinese reacted to their initial outbreak, they did every wrong thing that you could possibly do. They shut down, they arrested doctors for telling each other about it. They were literally arresting doctors who thought they had found a new form of SARS. One of those doctors is now dead, and he's becoming a big symbol of the resistance in China, because, you know, he and his people were arrested for telling each other the truth about the coronavirus. So if China had not done everything they could to hide the fact that there was a problem, maybe China would not have turned into the disastrous hellhole that it did.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you look back at the 2009 flu pandemic in the U.S., where 3,400 people died, it looks like people are a lot more aware of it. There's a lot more publicity. There's a lot less transmission this year, so hopefully it'll be less than the 3,400 that died in 2009 from the flu. So it's similar, yeah. It's just the reaction is going to be a lot more deadly than the actual virus itself.
Tim, thanks for the call and your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found Islam meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for Americans living in federally funded housing who are affected by the coronavirus outbreak.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is providing immediate relief to renters and homeowners by suspending all foreclosures and evictions until the end of April.
The president also says the U.S.-Canadian border will be temporarily closed to all non-essential traffic.
No tipping point. It's just that we want to isolate from the standpoint we don't want people coming into contact, because that's the way we're going to win this war. That is so important.
Republican Congressman from Florida Mario Diaz-Balart has tested positive for coronavirus, becoming the first U.S. lawmaker to contract the virus that's spreading through the United States. Diaz-Balart took to Twitter to say that he's feeling much better. However, it's very important that everyone follow seriously the guidelines set forth by the CDC. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight it's Ian
Stone.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paw.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. Ron Paul has got an article out, finally, about this coronavirus thing. He's calling it the coronavirus hoax. It is attributed to him on his own website, RonPaulInstitute.org, posted on Monday. I'm just going to jump into this.
Okay. Now, for the people doing the TLDR, he's not saying that the virus itself is a hoax, but that there is a hoax surrounding it.
Sure. Governments, he says, love crisis, because when the people are fearful, they're more willing to give up freedoms for promises that the government will take care of them. After 9/11, for example, Americans accepted the near total destruction of their civil liberties in the Patriot Act's hollow promises of security. And just as an aside, yeah, I mean, he's absolutely right. People did give up their freedoms. They believed all the stories about the Osama bin Laden and, you know, the so-called terrorists and all that. And how much of it was true, we still don't really even know. And then only later did they start to kind of look back and realize that maybe the government wasn't telling them the truth. Maybe those weapons of mass destruction didn't really exist. Maybe we've been lied to the entire time. In fact, there was news within the last year about some secretive video interviews of military men who were essentially admitting that the whole war in Afghanistan is a complete sham.
Yeah.
From top to bottom.
And that's the thing is, there's a thing in psychiatry called Cassandra complex, and it's based on a Greek myth about Cassandra, who was too beautiful or had hubris or, you know, whatever those Greek heroines always did. So she was cursed by the gods to know the future but never be believed.
Mm.
And that's what it feels like sometimes
as a libertarian.
To be a libertarian.
For sure.
You know, we predict these things and they happen, and we predict them and they happen.
And Ron Paul's been doing it a lot longer.
Everybody's telling us we're crazy.
It's ironic, says Ron Paul, to see the same Democrats who tried to impeach President Trump last month for abuse of power, demanding that the administration grab more power and authority in the name of fighting a virus that thus far has killed less than 100 Americans. Declaring a pandemic emergency on Friday, President Trump now claims the power to quarantine individuals suspected of being infected by the virus, and as Politico writes, quote, stop and seize any plane, train, or automobile to stymie the spread of contagious disease, unquote. He can even call out the military to cordon off a U.S. city or state. State and local authoritarians love panic as well. The mayor of Champaign, Illinois, has signed an executive order declaring the power to ban the sale of guns and alcohol and cut off gas, water, or electricity to any citizen.
Completely unconstitutional in all cases.
The governor of Ohio just essentially closed his entire state. Well, and this was a question that you asked nobody the other day. I don't know if it was on the air or off, but about Sununu, who's the governor here in New Hampshire. You asked, what is the constitutional so-called authority for him to simply be able to decree things?
Yeah, and I have not found it in my reading of the Constitution. I have not reread it since the beginning of this crisis or faux crisis. But I challenge you, if you think Chris Sununu is doing the right thing, please call in and quote to me chapter and verse what gives him the authority to do any of it.
Just to be clear, you're talking about within their own system, because I don't believe that even if there was Constitution, Bill of Rights, 1.23, whatever, that says the governor may declare at any time anything he wants in the interests of controlling people. You know, even if it was in there, that wouldn't be okay, because it's, you know, if the idea of authority is fake in the first place. But you're just asking, what in their own system?
There's two levels of tyranny, okay? The tyranny writ large is when they break their own rules.
Which they do all the time.
Tyranny writ small is when they follow them. It's still tyranny,
right?
But it's a smaller tyranny than the tyranny of we're just going to do whatever we want to do because we've got the guns.
That's what this is.
Yeah, these are megalomaniacs, and they're going to take as much power as people are willing to prop them up with. I mean, everybody that supports them, either by paying their taxes, or going out and doing some work that's vital for the government to stay in operation, providing them with services, you know, giving them the tools they need to step on people's necks.
And at the same time, killing people. I mean, Duncan Lemp the other day. I'm going to keep coming back to Duncan Lemp because, you know, they just shot him from outside his home.
While he was asleep.
While he was asleep, you know. Was that a warning? We can kill you in your sleep. Don't speak out. Don't say anything. Well, it didn't work on me if that was the intent.
The chief fearmonger is back to Ron Paul here. The chief fearmonger of the Trump administration is without a doubt Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health. Fauci's all over the media, serving up outright falsehoods to stir up even more panic. He testified to Congress that the death rate for the coronavirus is 10 times that of the seasonal flu, a claim without any scientific basis. On Face the Nation, Fauci did his best to further damage an already tanking economy by stating, quote, right now, personally, myself, I wouldn't go to a restaurant, unquote. He's pushed for closing the entire country down for 14 days.
And he certainly has the right not to go to a restaurant.
But you know, forcing everyone else to not go.
That's a completely different matter.
This isn't the first year that we've had a particularly strong virus spread through the population. I'm looking at Wikipedia for the 2009 flu pandemic, and it's not an unusual thing for a novel strain of virus to get loose and kill people. In 2009...
What makes this one different? Is it just the reactions?
Well, it is particularly...
Well, it said it's a new disease that was hitherto unknown.
So were some of these other ones.
Yeah, this is worse. I mean, it's got a higher burn ratio, essentially, so it's killing people faster, it's spreading more, so it's not the standard 5 to 10% death rate. So normally I think people die about 5 to 10% from pneumonia and flu and things of that nature.
Well, it's lower than that in most age categories. It's only a higher death rate in the highest age categories.
Well, that's where most of the deaths occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, I mean, I speak feelingly as someone with 90-year-old parents or parents in their 90s, there must be some equivalent to octogenarian, but I don't know what it is.
I think a lot of people, younger people...
I want to keep them.
Sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of younger people aren't even going to notice that this is anything different from a normal flu. So what they're doing is they're taking all these precautions to try and stop old people from dying faster than they normally do is what it comes down to.
Yeah, well, that's the claim. The reality of it is we don't need any of these precautions. If you're worried about your parents, tell them to stay home. If we had freedom, right? Like, if there weren't these government goons shutting everything down, destroying the economy, taking more power, if it were just the government was not there and we just had to figure out what to do on our own, then it would be like, okay, well, Mom and Dad, they're saying that the older folks are more susceptible, so why don't you stay home? You get the credit card. Call in to wherever you want to get, food from.
Dude.
They'll deliver it to you. You can sequester yourself and all the rest of us. We're going to go about keeping this economy going.
Yeah, let the rest of us go out and work because somebody has to provide for these people.
Right. Yes.
You know, so give them an MGI. I'm down with it. I never thought I would say it, but I'm down with it. But they have to be able to spend it somewhere. They need to be able to get stuff.
Hold that thought, Stone. We're coming up here. We got more with Ron Paul. Your thoughts welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can support Free Talk Live in a variety of different ways. One way is just by, you know, following the show, subscribing or following our various different video channels like Twitch or DLive. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. These are two different video streaming platforms on which we offer a free video service where you can watch the show. You can do it live or later on. It's up to you. But you can follow us there, and we hit larger numbers, which is a good thing. The more numbers we have, the more people might tune in to see or hear the ideas of freedom, where they're not getting this anywhere else, I suspect. You know, there's a lot of media out there, but most of them are lapdogs of the government. They will do whatever it is the state agents say. They will parrot the news releases from the local police or the federal government or whatever. Oh, yeah, they might not like Trump, or they might not like whatever the Democrats end up picking. Mm-hmm. But they sure do love the state, and they love to just kowtow it and toe the line for the state. We don't do that here on Free Talk Live. So if you want to help us out, just follow our show in a variety of different ways. Of course, you can also subscribe to our podcast over at feeds.freetalklive.com. And you can follow Nobody over on his website, electnobody.com.
Absolutely, because nobody should rule you but you.
Indeed. So let's continue with your phone calls and thoughts. We've got more from Ron Paul coming up here. And I know, Stone, you wanted to get in. Did you have a thought that you wanted to get in at the very end of the last segment? But
Well, I was just going to go over the numbers as far as how this compares to other pandemics,
give us a quick,
other flus.
Quick rundown.
Well, from the CDC.gov, the 2009 H1N1 pandemic from April 12th.
H1N1, was that the bird flu?
I think it was swine.
Swine flu, okay.
Swine!
Yeah, April 12th, 2009 to April 10th of 2010, there were 12,469 deaths that were attributed to that.
Okay, and where are we at now with this coronavirus?
I think we're about to cross 100.
So it was 12,000 in the United States.
Yes, 12,400 plus in the United States died.
But that was over a year.
Yeah, over a one-year period. It looks like we're a few months into this one, and we're about to cross 100.
So 100.
A lot more died from the previous one, but we haven't had the exposure.
Sure. Anything could happen.
And if
there's been exposure.
I mean, the scientific consensus seems to be that this is much more infectious than the common flu.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, but the numbers don't reflect it yet.
Well, Italy's getting torn up. Are they?
Yeah, Italy is torn up. And interestingly enough, that's the one country where the Chinese and the Cubans are lending support, and they're getting tore up bad.
Italy, I think, from what I understand, historically has had a much more open border, accept immigrants policy than most other countries, and that could be attributed to, I mean, that could cause more sick people to get in there if they're more willing to take people in. They've got extensive coastlines, so basically anyone can sail into Italy. So that could be a factor. And Spain, it looks like, has got a lot of cases, a lot of deaths happening. So it looks like countries that are having a lot of immigrants come in are being affected more. So there could be a case for closed borders now.
But it could also be a sign of the coming of vermin supreme. Because what's Italy shaped like?
A boot.
Yeah,
A boot. The boot is on his head.
Yeah, there's just no case for closed borders. Just as there's no case for cracking down. Just as there's no case for any of this stuff. I'm sorry, freedom is more important than safety. It's more important to be able to make decisions for yourself than it is to have this ridiculous plan of some government bureaucrats deciding for you how you're going to live. If I want to take a risk, I should be free to make that choice.
It looks like Italy's closing in on 3,000 deaths, so they're approaching how many people died in the United States from swine flu in 2009 in Italy right now, and it looks like they have a very high exposure rate, so it could top out. Hopefully in Italy we'll see if everyone gets exposed. They build
an
immunity.
There's 60 million people, by the way, in Italy. 2,000 deaths. That's almost no one.
Nearly 3,000.
Now, by means of comparison, there were 60 million. 60 million was the population of Germany at the beginning of World War II, and they killed 13 million in the Holocaust.
So wait, what you're saying is the government is way more dangerous than any of these things put together.
Oh my God, yes. Yes. If a disease killed as many people as your average government, people would be having fits in the streets.
Right. Goodbye. I mean, look, I'm looking at this coronavirus map right now at ArcGIS, ArcGIS.com, and it shows a total confirmed 35,000 infections. Remember, we're not talking about deaths here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that's Italy. Sorry, that's just Italy. So total global, I don't know what the total global is, but it's not that much more than 150,000 maybe or something like that, infections. I mean, you're talking about
But there's another side
nothing.
To this, which at least in the United States, test kits are very scarce because they wouldn't let the private sector people have been waiting for government permission to release test kits, and it has not been coming. So there may be
a lot
of people. One theory is that a lot of people, the 13,000 people that died of the flu this year, that a lot of them didn't die of the flu, but nobody knew that coronavirus existed, so they just took
theory.
It as an atypical flu.
Either way, I'm sorry. I don't think, look, we don't shut down society over the flu.
No.
And it shouldn't be shut down over this either.
No, and the bottom line is, as a Darwinist, and you know, one of the estimated prophets of my church is Charles Darwin, and it's important that people do what they think is right, and that if they're wrong, well, they have a higher chance of dying. And that's part of nature.
And that's what's supposed to happen.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right.
So let's just take the warning labels off everything and let Darwin sort it out.
We'll be a stronger society if we did. Let's talk to Jordan in Austin, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online at LRN.FM.
Hey, yeah, guys. I was just trying to figure out why everybody is afraid of a virus that they're only putting people on 2 weeks' notice to stay away from and then expecting everybody to go back to their normal lives. Like, what is a two-week hiatus with a virus that no one has like an antivirus for really going to do for the country.
It's called the immune system. I mean, the human immune system is evolved around fighting these things off. I mean, yeah, we get sick, and the virus will circulate in the population, going from sick person to create newly sick people.
I think there's a specific answer, though, to what he said, now, at least by government thinking. So this is what they're saying. What they're saying is they want to flatten the curve. Okay, so what that means...
Of the infections?
Of the infections. So they want to slow the epidemic down. Now, why do they want to do that? They want to do it, they say, so that the medical facilities don't get overwhelmed by the number of patients, because there's only so many doctors, and no matter how much money you're willing to spend, if there aren't any doctors to hire, your money isn't going to do you any good. It can't buy doctors that don't exist. So that's what they say they intend, is to flatten the curve, and maybe more people get it in the long run, but they get it over a long enough time frame that the medical system is able to care for them.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but what if the medic?
Anyway, so in 2009, the flu back in 2009, the difference is old people are getting really wrecked by this. And who are the doctors? I'd say half the doctors are probably a little bit elderly, because mm-hmm. they get in there, they get old, and yeah, you've got a lot of residents,
well,
a lot of younger.
Well, not just that, but very recently in the 1990s, they cut all the medical school enrollments by 17% because the AMA said there was mm-hmm. going to be a glut of doctors on the market. So as a result of that, we've got a huge shortage of
doctors.
So
they decide centrally how many doctors there will be rather than the marketplace actually decides.
Yeah,
exactly. The AMA does it through their licensing capability. And, of course, it's basic economics that the more people they can keep out of their profession,
the higher the price,
the more money each of them makes.
Right.
So they are just raping us, and they're using the government as the muscle to do it.
Yeah, so in this case, it's going to be really tough to have people that are willing to go into your hospitals. In a socialist system, these people aren't going to want to go into work. You know, they're going to want to stay home. The doctors are going to want to stay
people
with his family.
People here don't want to go to work.
All the old
a
people,
lot of doctors so quit after Obamacare.
Yeah,
a lot of that happened.
This is going to be a catastrophe for the socialized healthcare system.
We got more coming up here. 855 450 free. More from Ron Paul. Let's get to another an actual doctor with some opinions about this coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.